Bob Rocks?
Hey, is this Nasty Bob?
It is Nasty Bob.
Nasty Bob, it's Darren!
Woohoo! Hello, Darren. How are you?
I am super de duper here. How are you?
I am doing well.
Can I tell you what? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. There's so much buzz about the awakening here. And I cannot be happier. I hope this we pack the freaking plate here.
I will be surprised if you do not.
Oh my gosh. Like Herald Mail, I think Tammy Baker did a story and she put Hagerstown Zone just in part on the write-up, which is awesome. You know, I mean, do you know I have over 30 artists that are supporting me right now in our cause here? Isn't that great?
That is amazing.
Man, I got Downtown Julie Brown here, which is awesome.
You are doing a great job, I have to say. The way you're promoting this event and just out there and bringing it to Hagerstown, that right there. I mean, I know with our listeners, they're used to traveling 2 hours for a show. That's like the norm around this area. And for you to be able to bring a show like this to Hagerstown is amazing.
Well, you know, the thing that I like about this is the thing with Lead Don't Follow is our whatever city we're in, like, because I'm actually happy that I can travel around the U.S. and whatever community we're in, we're going to give money to the actual community, like the local drug treatment centers, women's recovery, you know, and so the money stays in the community, and that's my whole thing here. And it's so humbling that we can help people like this. So it's great.
Yes, I have to say, and to give back to the local area, that is always a number one. And of course, you have total support here with Bob Rocks. That's for sure.
You know, I bought a house real quick to give you a backstory real quick here. I bought a house in the, we'll say the western part of Maryland here in the Keedysville area.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a drug house, like full-blown drug house. And we didn't know this. And then a friend from my high school days reached out to me because I'm the t-shirt dude. You know, I have Paragon. And that's the way I met John Allen from Charmed City Devils and Stone Horses is through my t-shirt.
Okay.
And I found out that her son, Devin, passed away from a heroin overdose. Yeah. And that, you know, I was like, she asked me to do a shirt that said, like, F heroin. And
okay.
I was like, well, I really don't like to put curse words on my shirt here. So, but I think I came up with a great different, you know, because my dad told me to be a leader, not a follower.
Right.
So with lead guitarist and, you know, lead guitarists, they don't follow. So I reached out to my friend Angelo Ferriello from Sweet Cyanide in New York. And I was like, dude, because he was touring with Rachel Lauren. He was at, I guess, what was the Blue Fox at the time?
Okay.
And so I went to see them and I took a picture of him wearing my Paragon Seven Deadly Sin shirt and I put it on his shirt here. And that's how Lead Don't Follow came about. And then I found out that a total of 3 kids died in the Boonesburg area of a heroin overdose. And as a parent, that's when I decided I need to do something more than this. And that's how I created the foundation.
Wow.
Sorry, I kind of gave you it all to you like you want.
No, that's great because that was going to be one of my questions. How did this start? And you just explained it. And you are local. You grew up in the Boonesboro area as well as I did. So, you know, to be able to help your community and keep it striving is just amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And, man, I'm just getting like so many great artists now. I'm so stoked about this. Like, have you ever heard the band Butterside?
No.
Oh, girl, I'm telling you what, look them up because Bob Rock needs to be playing them. I have Patrick Stone. He used to sing for Steven Adler.
Okay.
He was founded by Lemmy from Motorhead.
Uh-huh.
And he is now my artist, and he's a Lee Don't Follow artist, and also Sam Bam Colton, great guitar player. They're both in the band called Butterside.
Okay.
I'm telling you, in California, they're playing a good bit here, and their song Voices, it's Bob Rock written all over it, I'm telling you.
All right, we'll definitely have to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
So how do artists become a part of Lee Don't Follow?
Well, to be honest, I kind of handpick them all.
Okay.
You know? Like, I asked, like, Mixie, Alicia Deemer from Stitched Up Heart. She's one of my new next ones. And Jared Weeks from Saving Abel is going to be...
Great guy.
I'm working on a shirt with him right now. Yeah, totally great guy. Scott Wilson.
Yeah, with Scott too, yeah.
I actually got him off of you guys because he was doing a live, and I reached out to him after hearing him on Bob Ross. He was great. And I have the whole band, the Tantric, because they're like my Lead Don't Follow band.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because they've done 3 shows with me already.
That's awesome.
And, so I have the whole crew. Yeah. It's like my big ones, Lizzie Hale, which I know we have local roots with her.
Right.
Black, Nikki Sixx, of course, DJ Ashba, Tommy Lee. You know, those are like some of the ones I want to get because I think they'll really... Also, Dr. Dre's son, Curtis Young, here. maybe Corey Feldman.
He might, yeah. I mean, he's been toured around this area too. I've seen him. Well, I haven't seen him personally, but I see that he'll play in the Baltimore area. So hey,
when I went out to Vegas, I had Stoney Curtis from Count's Customs and Count 77.
Uh-huh.
He's one of my artists. I have Murray Saltruck. He's a magician. He is now part of the Lead Don't Follow Foundation. So I'm bringing his ass to Maryland here, and we're going to do a show too.
That's awesome.
That'll be next year.
Okay.
So as this goes on, I want it to grow and make it big because, you know, $2,000 is okay, you know, to give. Like the first show we did with Tantric, we raised about $1,800 for House of Hope in Chambersburg.
Uh-huh.
Then we went to Vegas. We raised $2,100. And that's kind of like our cap. But I think, you know, I mean, like I'm giving all the proceeds to them, you know, like any money that we make other than expenses and stuff, I give directly to the treatment centers. You know, you're kind of called to do something like this. And like I said, I make great t-shirts, but I just felt like I needed to do something else, you know, and this, I was called to do this. And I know it sounds weird, but.
Nope, not at all. I totally understand.
It's just, you know, I know that I can do this, and I'm not a promoter by any means at all.
Well, you're doing a great job at it, that's for sure.
Thank you. Flying by the seat of my pants. I've been kind of self-funding this. Well, my lady friend, Michelle, and I, we've been self-funding this for like 2 years here to help out, you know.
Okay.
And so now we are... you know, now the sponsors are starting to come, like M&S Harley Davidson, you know, which is great. Even Hadley's Bakery in Smithsburg. And so I'm excited. I hope the community comes out and helps us, you know.
I think so. So now you're giving to the local place here called Lasting Change. Can you explain that just a little bit?
Lasting Change is one of the friends actually recommended this because I think she went through this here. And I reached out to Kylie at Lasting Change, and she was on board right away. It's a group of women that are coming out of like rehab and stuff, and they're kind of getting back into society and everything here. And they do good work, you know, whatever we can do to assist, we want to do that. I mean, I wish, because we want to do it for every treatment center, even individuals that can't afford cost of like consultations, like going into like the ADAC center here in Hagerstown. If they can't afford the consultation, they can reach out to the Lead Don't Follow Foundation, and whatever we can do to help, maybe pay for their consultation. That's what we do here.
That's awesome, because this stuff is expensive. And when people are already in that mindset and they're struggling as it is, and they're like, all right, I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to transform my life, but I can't afford it. What am I supposed to do? It feels like there's no, that's when they get into this no hope, and they're like, What else am I supposed to do?
And that's the first thing. And you hit it right on the head here, because when they come in, and if they don't have the money, they'll go, okay, well, no one really wants to help me. That's not true. We will do whatever we can to help them. And like with the ADEC Center, Deanna there, she is great. Like they will call us and say, you know, hey, do you have the funds to, we have a person here that can't really pay the consultation. Is that something that you guys could cover? And yeah, and we're like, absolutely, we can do that. Whatever we can help. Now, I know it's not a lot. We can't pay like $36,000 for like 28 days of rehab. That's how much it costs. Like if people don't have insurance and if Medicaid doesn't cover it, it's crazy amount. Like who has that?
Exactly. I mean, wow. Well, so. Let's let everybody know first about the show, because this is amazing. You're going to have the awakening at Suite 710. That's this Saturday. You got a red carpet event too that starts at 5:30 with Don Jameson. How awesome is that?
Oh my God, I'm telling you, you just wait. The red carpet, the step and repeat that we have, it's so dope. It's so big. And my designer, Simi, did this great here. It's something like no one has ever seen. We have Mark Youngblood that's going to be taking the red carpet pictures, and he's kind of a staple here in the Hagerstown area.
Yes,
great
he is.
Friend of mine. I tell you what, the thing I love about this, everybody is so wanting to help here, and they're donating their time. Mark will be there taking pictures, so it's not going to be cell phone pictures or anything. It's going to be professional.
Yes.
And I'm telling you what, it's great. 6:30, 5:30, the red carpet start. You guys are going to be there from 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I even got a nice little red carpet, too.
Nice! Then the show is going to kick off at 6:30. I mean, what a show you have lined up.
Yes. Oh, we have such a stacked show. First of all, Maryland Institute of Music. I don't know if you've ever heard them out in the Hagerstown area or the surrounding areas, but these students, Rick has these students with their instructors and everybody they have here, they sound like they've been a band for like years. I mean, they are top tier talent. I was so excited to get one of their bands to play. And then I called Rick and I was like, any way we could get maybe another set? So we got both of the bands. We got In Vain and Shot of Adrenaline to kick off the show. And they are so amazing. And I'm telling you, and I even think Justin is going to sing, you know, he's going to
join them. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great. And then we have a staple of the community, Solo, with Dean Kramer and Harley Kuhn. They both are part of my Lead Don't Follow Foundation. They're artists with me.
Mm-hmm.
We will have shirts on the premise for them here. All the proceeds from those shirts goes to Lasting Change. They always bring it. They've toured with Kiss. They've played at the Whiskey A Go-Go in California. I'm telling you, they are great. And Dean's always been so awesome and so kind. Then I have a band that I'm very proud of here. It consists of three guys. Phoenix Johnson, he actually is an instructor at the School of Rock in Frederick. Mike McCann and Andy Hamm. I'm telling you, the band is called Raven Tree. They're from Baltimore. They kick some butt here. And I listened to their last practice on Sunday, and they killed it. Oh my God, they are so good. And people are going to be very surprised when they hear them, because they're like, people around here haven't really probably heard of them. But trust me, after Saturday, they will be going to a lot of their shows here, because they are awesome.
Nice.
And then to even for that stack lineup already, then we have the one and the only Ronnie Youngkin.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. And Rich Moxley from the Blues Vultures. And I don't even have to say anything about that. I mean, he is like a legend in this area. And I'm so humbled that they accepted to play this event for us. And then the last thing, I'm so proud of this, because John Allen, is such a good friend to me. When I started my t-shirt line, he was the first to say, hey, I'd love to do some shows with you here. And John, it was the first person to actually start rocking my shirts and everything. The great thing is now we've been friends for 20 years. You know, the Stone Horses, as you heard earlier, their songs are awesome.
Yes.
And last thing here, I have to give a shout out to All Sound Pro, Bob Rinaldi, Nathan Rinaldi, the whole team, Jay, Noah. I tell you what, Nathan, who's like a high school senior, he has a light show that looks like a stadium show, and we're doing it in Hagerstown, Maryland. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you, I can't wait. There's just so much. Oh my gosh.
I only have tickets at $20, which is amazing. For a show with this type of lineup, red carpet, professional photography, like all this, and it's only a $20 show. Like, there's no reason.
And we have Don Jameson.
Exactly.
I forgot about Don.
Right?
It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. Now, if they cannot make it out, you know, just in case, I know you have other ways that people can help Lead Don't Follow Foundation. Your website, leaddon'tfollowfoundation.com. You have your t-shirts up there with the different artists that support you, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
So they can just buy a t-shirt there. You also have a donate button right at leaddon'tfollowfoundation.com, so they can just donate right away. And you also...
Yeah, Nancy, I'm like highfalutin with that donate button. I even have a text line here.
Share that with us.
You text Lead Don't Follow to 2228. It'll bring you right to the site, and you just hit the donate button. But I'm telling you, I'm challenging all my local... businesses and everything here. If you guys are listening and you can't come, buy a t-shirt. All proceeds from these t-shirts, every single dime goes to the local community here. If you want to donate money to the cause, that money will go directly to Lasting Change here. But we just want to make a big footprint in the Washington County area, because you know what? This is very important to me. Like, when I first started this, I didn't even know anything about this. But then once you got into it, there's a lot of your family members and stuff like that that have been touched and that has issues and has addictions and stuff. And it's everywhere. You know, I guarantee everyone out there knows someone that has some addiction problem.
Yes.
So,
yes,
discriminate.
Exactly. Right? It does not discriminate. It will affect every single one of you. However, it doesn't matter.
You know what, though? Listen, this is where our whole community can get together and celebrate these awesome artists who are donating their time and donating their faith to be on one of my shirts because they believe in this. Either they've had some addiction issues or they know people that have had or lost loved ones to this here. Listen, this is a night of celebration, so I can't wait. Oh my gosh, this is like Hollywood comes to Hagerstown.
Woo! Yes, bring it.
I am so excited about this. So I'm asking all of my friends, everyone there, ask your bosses. We want that place packed here. I want the actual world to know about this here. The community, we want to get some news crews down there to really bring this to the forefront here.
All right. Well, that is this Saturday, The Awakening. Red carpet starts at 5:30, shows at 6:30. Tickets are only $20. You can find them at Eventbrite. So get there, get your tickets. It is a 21 and over show. The Maryland Institute of Music, Raventree, Solo, Blue Vulture, Stone Horses, being emceed by Don Jameson of the VH1 That Metal Show. And Darren's going to be there running around like crazy. If you see him, make sure you say hi and thank him for all of his hard work that he has done here with the Lead Don't Follow Foundation, helping out Lasting Change and bringing an amazing show, an amazing event to Sweet 10 here in Hagerstown.
Heck yeah, that sounds great here. Oh my gosh, I want to go to this. I am going to be there probably tomorrow and Saturday all day long here. But yeah, I want to thank you guys. You guys are on the Step and Repeat, too. So, Bob Rock, come get your picture with your DJs, the whole crew. We will be out there. We're going to be putting this up everywhere. We're going to make it go viral. Is that what the kids say now?
I think viral. So. Yeah, it'll be a trend. It's trending.
Trend. There we go.
I had to learn that from my 8-year-old.
Yeah.
This is the new trend, Mom. It is. Are you sure? Yes, it's the new trend. Okay.
So, the trend is buy all the Lead Don't Follow Foundation shirts. Bob Perry actually came on board with us here, you know, the Lead Don't Follow Foundation. Of course, we have the great Ronnie Youngkins on a t-shirt here. I'm telling you, I'm going to have Jason Heiser shirt there. I'm going to have Justin's shirt there. We revamped Justin's shirt. And it really looks awesome. It's so rad. You know, I'll even have one of my actor friends, Johnny Alonzo, shirt there too. You know, I'll have my whole crew of shirts there. So just put it there. So trust me, you will not go artist. There will not be an artist that you will not love on these shirts. Here.
So, and they only average about like $25, $30. So they're not like, you know.
$25. And, you know, and these are like rock shirts. When you see one of our shirts here, it's concert tee approved here. Stamp of approval here. I'm telling you, they are so awesome. I mean, all my shirts look amazing. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I got a good group of people behind me help me with these shirts here.
Well, I think you can toot, because I've checked them out. They're pretty cool. I'm actually going to buy one here soon. Get off talking with you. So I'm going to help your events.
Hey, you guys have helped out so much, and I appreciate it. Every day I listen to you guys, it just makes me happy, and it makes me happy that it's out there and people know about it. So thank you. I can't wait till Saturday.
I know. It's going to be amazing. You are awakening Hagerstown. You realize that, right?
I hope so. And I'm not trying to. I just want to help. I want to do my part in helping the local community, because my community here in the Boonesboro area, a couple years ago, lost 3 kids, you know. And I say kids, but they're young adults, but they're kids to me. That's what awoken me here, you know. Mm. And that's kind of why I call this the awakening here. Because, you know, when 3 kids of your community pass away due to a heroin overdose, it's not good here. And you know what? I have role models now that are a part of our team that we're here. If you guys need any help, reach out to us here.
And that website's leaddontfollowfoundation.com. Is there a phone number or anything else that they can call?
There is a tell your story. If you want to tell your story, believe me, that will help people as well. Or there's a chat button that you can just reach out to us, and it comes directly to us here.
That's awesome.
It's all on the website.
And that website again is leaddontfollowfoundation.com. Check it out.
Oh man, Saturday is going to be so awesome. My whole deal is, I talk a lot, I know.
Stacy warned me.
My whole deal is, I want to do this more than 1 year. I want to have more than just one concert here. And now this is number 4, you know, and you know what? It's going to be a good one, I hope so. And hey, if you ever want, and look up Butterside, I'm telling you, that needs to be on Hit It or Quit It. Okay. I'm telling you, I promise you, they are kick-ass. But I can't wait to finally, like, officially meet you and give you a big hug, because you're really promoting the hell out of it.
Well, I'm glad it's coming across that way, because I try to do my homework, especially when it comes to charities and events like this. Like, you know, I want to make sure that the charity is not in the background, you know. Yeah, the music's great and it's important and have that, but I don't want the reasoning to get left behind. So,
yep. Hey, well, I will let you go. Have a great, great day, and I will talk to you later. I'm so excited.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
All right.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.